In the Atlanta Civic Center, before a few hundred onlookers, Georgia Supreme Court Justice Robert Benham swore in Reed.
The charter and ordinances
of the city of Atlanta.
Of the city of Atlanta.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations and best wishes.
Thank you.
I present to you your resworn mayor.
Reed, who won re-election with more than 80% of the vote, highlighted the achievements of his first term, stabilizing the city's pension system, growing the city's reserves without raising taxes, and expanding the city's police force to 2,000 officers. Reed vowed to double down efforts on crime and get repeat offenders off the streets.
The women and men of the Atlanta Police Department do their jobs and risk their lives as they arrest criminals only to find that they're summarily released. We must work together to bring an end to this practice.
He opened the door to possibly using Atlanta City Jail to address overcrowding at Fulton County Jail. Meanwhile, Reed detailed his plan to address the city's near billion-dollar infrastructure backlog. He wants a bond referendum by mid-2015 to the tune of $150 million to $250 million. To offset some of that cost, he'll appoint a blue-ribbon committee to search for savings within the city budget.
This bond referendum will expand our green spaces, improve our roads, bridges, and sidewalks. And we're going to ask the people of Atlanta for their full support.
Reed called the upcoming decision of hiring a new Atlanta school superintendent one of the most important the city faces. He said he wants to make sure Atlanta students have more opportunity.
At the end of the day, every young person who desires a post-secondary education should be able to get one, regardless of income.
Reed said funding for such an initiative would come from private donors, which he said was more than achievable. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.